Alrighty, it is 5 minutes away from 9 o'clock, and joining me here in the K-Home Studios is John Burning. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right, Cliff. I'm doing all right. What a beautiful morning it is, too.
It is. We planned it this way just because you were coming.
I know. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, well, yeah. We do what we can.
Oh, man, the window to the world. It looks beautiful.
It does.
Cows look happy.
Yeah. And they are happy.
Yeah.
So, for folks who aren't old school listeners of K-Home, back in the day, pre new millennium, right?
Oh yeah,
that's when we were doing this.
Back when dinosaurs
roamed the earth. That's right. So it used to be in the pre Costco days that the gasoline in Humboldt County was the highest priced gasoline in the country, even higher than Hawaii.
That's right. Yeah,
it was higher than Hawaii. We used to keep track of it. Yeah, you know, we'd track the gas prices. And it was remarkable how expensive. And essentially, because there was no competition, they could charge whatever they wanted.
Yes. You know, it was a very little tiny market, or mm-hmm. a very lucrative market.
And, very lucrative.
Oh, just, man, I remember it just drove me crazy. Yeah.
So we here at K-Home decided we would use the power of the radio and expose the hypocrisy of what was going on. And... What we did is we'd gather our listeners with big protest signs, and the protest signs would have the gas prices of the various different communities outside of Humboldt County. And here's the amazing thing is when I give these prices, you're going to say, why were you protesting that? But keep in mind, it was
context.
It was a long time ago. This was like 17 years ago or so. So, gas prices on average here were about $1.87 a gallon. You're going, okay, that's not bad. Except for the fact you could go to, say, Fresno and get it for 99 cents a gallon.
Yeah, or anywhere else.
Or anywhere else for $1.20.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was ridiculously expensive here. And after doing a bunch of investigating, we found out that it was just because they could charge it.
It was locked.
Yeah. And the thing is that we always heard excuses like, well, you know, it costs a lot of money to truck the gas all the way up here. And we found out it came up by barge at a cost of about 3 cents a gallon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. That does make sense then. And then they were selling the gas that they barged up here. They would truck it up to Crescent City and sell it for 30 cents a gallon less because it was next to Oregon. So they had more competition there.
Yes. How does that work? Yeah.
So we did these projects. They were really popular. We had a lot of folks come out, and we were praying that Costco was going to eventually open up a gas station, which they did, and that changed everything.
It would
find it hard to believe that one gas station could make that much difference, but
yeah, it's like if you didn't go to Costco for anything else, it was worth getting the card just to buy
just
gas.
For that.
Yeah, yeah.
So just for the record, what happened was the day Costco opened, gas stations around town in Eureka dropped their prices by 30 cents a gallon that day. And they were still way higher.
Yeah, yeah.
And so then the following week, they dropped it another 20 cents.
Yeah. It was a beautiful thing.
And they were still much higher. They were still about 20 cents a gallon more than Costco,
which was
amazing. That's pretty much where it's been to this day.
Yeah. You know, the funny thing is, too, we've been in Spokane now for 10 years. And for a lot of that period of time, I didn't have a Costco card, but I drive by and it really wasn't that different. Costco was like a little bit less.
Cheaper.
But a little bit, but not. It was, you know, it's just such a bigger market there.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So here, now the difference is somewhere between 10 and 20 cents a gallon still.
Yeah.
But, it's not like the enormous 75 cents a gallon difference it was when it first opened, which was just amazing. So the reason we bring this up is that John Burning decided to be the official songster, if you will, of the movement,
the rabble rouser,
and you wrote a whole album of. I mean, they kind of came about organically, and then you turned it actually into an album of gasoline protest songs.
Yeah. The first one was Petroleum Pirates.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
you,
it was fun.
And the cool thing is, you actually got one of your songs on Car Talk.
Yes, they used it, for the break. For the break section there, for 45 seconds of sheer fame, you know.
Which song was that?
That was Hosed at the Gas
Pump. Hosed at the Gas Pump.
Yeah, yeah. And I remember writing that one. I was talking to you outside your home, and about something or other, about one of the songs, mm-hmm. and I remember very clearly you said, "We're getting hosed," and I thought, "Click."
Hose. It's a pun. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So, a lot of fun.
While we've got you here, and I know you've got your guitar, and
I do.
What is that? Boom, boom, boom. So, have you got any of those old for just the old time's sake? Any of those gasoline protest songs?
I think this is. I don't typically do them when I play anymore.
Well, because they're not as relevant.
They're not as relevant. Right. But I thought, you know, it was just about 10 years ago to the month, because I wrote this in May 2006, and it's a tune called. Breaking the Bank just to fill up my tank.
That's right. We had We got it recorded live here in the studio. We had you, we had Jeff Smuller. Who else was here?
Rick Duvall played bass, mm-hmm. and Bobby Long played mandolin.
Fantastic.
And those guys were just incredibly. It was so much fun because they came over to the house the night before, learned the song.
Wow. In one day.
Drank a little too much bourbon and then drove out here with a sort of a headache. There were no nerves back then.
There you go. All right, we'll do that song.
All right, Breaking the Bank. Well, I'm feeling so happy. For ExxonMobil and the billions that they're shaking now. Gas more expensive than fine champagne at the pumps in Eureka Town. And it must be nice. Good old Dub and his oil baron buddies on the hill. But I can't make from a house to a store without pulling out a $20 bill. And I'm breaking the bank just to fill up my tank. So get out that wallet, cause you're gonna dig deep. It's a great big corporate spank. If you're driving a car, you ain't getting too far. You gotta make a stop at the bank just to fill up your gasoline tank. Let's go international now. Now it must be great for the folks in China to expand their industrial base. But all of them cheap consumer goods have a price that we're all gonna face. And the whole world is using petroleum now at an ever-expanding rate. And I'd give up my Walmart TV set, but I think that it's way too late. And I'm breaking the bank just to fill up my tank. Well, so you get out that wallet, go to dig deep. It's a great big corporate spank. If you're driving a car, don't make it too far. You gotta make a stop at the bank just to fill up the gasoline tank. I'm used to have a lot of fancy picking right here. It's just me, though. And now it's really fine to live in California. The weather's nice and mild. But the way that they're jacking up the price of gas is even driving the hippies all wild. And you think we was living in Beverly Hills with the price that they're charging for fuel. And it makes me move somewhere else where I'm not getting goosed like a fool. Ouch! And I'm breaking the bank. Just to fill up my tank. So get out that wallet, gonna dig deep. It's a great big corporate spank. If you're driving a car, ain't going too far. Gotta make a stop at the bank just to fill up your gasoline tank. You gotta make a stop at the bank just to fill up your gasoline tank.
Something like
like that.
Something like that.
Woo!
Oh, man. Yeah. And that was actually the final gasoline protest song.
That was, yes, the end of the
that was the end of the era.
Protest. Era
for me. That was it. But you did a lot of it, enough to fill up an album. Yeah. As a matter of fact, not all of the songs actually made it on that album. There was one that you did, and you were kind of afraid to put it on there because of it was a parody.
Oh, yeah.
It was Mr. Gasoline Man.
Hey, Mr. Gasoline Man.
I loved that. It was so good.
You know, it would have been fine, I'm sure.
Oh, of course it would. Yeah. You could parody. You're allowed to do that. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Hey, Mr. Gasoline Man. And Jeff even played a 12-string on it, and it sounded just, it had that total Dylan or Birds or whatever it was sound to it. It was really fun.
Yeah, it was good. It was really good. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Oh, I probably should give the legal ID. This is KHUM, Cutting Eureka, Arcata, and Ferndale, and streaming on the web at KHUM.com. We are in studio with John Burning, who is in town. Let's talk about your gig, because tomorrow night you're going to be playing at Old Town Coffee and Chocolates.
Old Town Coffee and Chocolates down at, I think it's 211 F Street. And really fun place. Of course, they got coffee, chocolates, tasty treats, and I think they have beer and wine, possibly. And some munchies here and there.
Well,
and
a
really fun place to play.
And, it is a fun place. I really like it. Nice little intimate setting.
And, it is. And last year we had just enough people so that it wasn't like totally packed, but it was a lot of fun. And Jeff and I have a lot of fun doing that. He is a fine solo guitarist.
Oh yeah,
a really fine. I caught him his set last night at Zoe, and he's been playing a lot lately too. And but when we get together, there's some synergy that happens, and it's just kind of gets out of control. It's acoustic madness.
There you go.
And a pun here and there, too.
Can't help that.
No,
you're dealing with Jeff Smaller.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But, we're playing there from 7 to 9 or 9:30 or something like that.
Tomorrow night.
Until they kick us out.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. You have some coffee and some chocolate and some cookies and listen to some great music.
You bet. Yeah.
And now, normally you don't do the gasoline protest songs, but since you're on the radio doing this, there may be a request or two for one.
Oh, so, well.
Or two.
Well, good luck with that. That's the only one that I had lyrics for in my book.
Is it, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
But... just a little story about Hosed at the Gas Pump. This was back in the days I had this little digital 8-track studio. And I did that everything on that track I did. I played a couple of guitar tracks and I sang the vocals too.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me weeks to get that three-part correct.
Wow.
I just about have it, and I'd play it for Ruth, my wife, and she'd say, "No, that's not right." And I'd say, "Go, do,
no,
no." But it, it finally came together. But that was a lot of fun. So you can, with one of those little 8-tracks, you can just be the whole band,
Sure.
And it's a lot of fun. But,
and nowadays, it's much any laptop's got the
entire
album.
Yeah, yeah. My machine is a dinosaur. I think I bought it in, speaking of dinosaurs, I bought it in 1999, I think. So, and I still use it. It's a great piece of gear.
Wow.
Yeah. I've recorded a lot of folks up in Spokane and little projects here and there. And
cool.
A lot of fun, yeah.
So I know you only brought lyrics for one of your gasoline protest songs. Do you have any stuck in your cranium that you could pull out and do?
Oh,
like Hose at the Gas Pump or Mr. Gasoline Man or?
Oh, if I tried it, I would just flub the lyrics. I know it. I know I would. But I'll do a little bit of All right. See, we'll get maybe one verse out of this one.
All right.
I was hosed at the gas pump in Eureka yesterday. I was hosed at the gas pump. Can't believe how much I had to pay. Driving up the North Coast on a little drive. Till we hit Eureka, mercy sakes alive.
we had to fill our tank in that town today. Cost the highest prices in the whole damn USA. I was hoes at the gas pump in Eureka yesterday. I was hoes at the gas pump. Can't believe how much I had to pay.
Well, that was good.
A little bit of that.
It was actually.
Oh man,
it was actually done with more soul and passion than the original.
Yeah, yeah. Rather than hillbilly harmony or whatever it was. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Hillbilly harmony.
I played I played bluegrass for a few years at Spokane with a really fine trio, and that was a lot of fun too. But the hillbilly harmony. That's like, yeah.
That's
yes.
Oh man, how many of those records did you sell?
I believe I may have topped out at 100.
Well, that's not bad.
But the fame and the fortune.
Fame, yeah.
It wasn't fortune.
No, but there's fame.
It was very small amount of fame.
Yeah, that's, Amy and I have talked about that for a long time. You know, it's like fame and fortune. It's like, yeah, we got the fame down. So where's the dang fortune?
Yeah.
Yeah. We can't go anywhere without people not knowing who we are. And that's fine. We like that. That's great. It's good to be known.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't mind not having anonymity because I like people. Yeah. But where's the dang fortune?
Anytime.
Yeah, we kind of messed that one up.
Well, I do the, a lot of my musical stuff going on in Spokane is playing. I play for senior centers quite a bit.
Yeah.
And I have a blast doing that because I have a mixture of oldies and standards and funny stuff. And, you know, I just really enjoy doing that.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And still not a lot of money, but it's
fun.
It's really fun. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
That's what I say. You know, it's like, you know, it's like, at least we're doing what we like. You know, it's like,
yeah.
We're not getting rich, but, you know, at least we get up in the morning and go, hey, I get to do this for a living.
Yeah, yeah, well, yeah.
That works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, hey. Yeah. Well, now I'm in town for, I got a couple of things going on. I was telling you, I painted my son's living room, Mike.
Yeah.
And so I've been doing that this week.
How did he con you into that?
Well, I in a moment of of beer swilling euphoria, I volunteered to do it.
Nice.
And I had to stick with that, so we've been waiting to do that. But it's fun. I like doing stuff for them, and mm-hmm. you know, for they're great kids. And
mm-hmm.
and my dad turned 88 on Wednesday. Happy birthday, Dad!
Woo-hoo!
You listening? Yeah. Yeah, we're gonna go out for dinner tonight and celebrate tonight. But so it's kind of one of those things where in April I can come and celebrate my dad's birthday and do something for my son. So there it's
and play a set,
father son. Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Just for giggles.
World. Yeah,
yeah.
So
that's fun. So I know we kind of tapped out your repertoire of gasoline protest songs, but
ran out of gas.
Ran out of gas on that one, huh?
Well, now, that's a premium pun.
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
Good one, Ethel.
Got to pump it for Allsburg.
I know.
There you go.
I led you right to it.
We're better. Oh! Ouch.
Hello.
It's just a shell company.
Yeah. Come on. We're just fueling this thing. Right, we need to stop.
Yes. There'll be more of that tomorrow night, I can guarantee you.
And with a name like Burning.
Burning, yeah.
Gasoline. And,
with an E. So
that
puts a whole new spin to feeling the burn, huh?
That's right. That's right. Hey, that could apply to you, too. Feel the burn.
Feel the burn.
Yeah. Feel the burn. Come out and see John Burning. I like that.
Oh, man.
Well, wow. So we've exhausted that. Do you have any non-gasoline protest songs?
I have one right here.
And, excellent.
See, my birthday's next month. And
happy birthday.
Thank you. May the 6th, the same day as Willie Mays.
Wow, that's a good
remember
one.
Remember who Willie Mays is.
Oh, yeah, Say Hey.
Yeah, Say Hey, Kid. But anyway, I have a song that it goes over really well at the senior places. And at first I was afraid that it might be a little bit too much for them, but they seem to love it. And the name of this tune is I Just Don't Look Good Naked Anymore.
Well, I stepped out of the shower, I got a good look at myself. I'm getting bald, I got a paunch, I thought it was somebody else. But then I caught a glimpse in the mirror on the back of the bathroom door. You know, I just don't look good naked anymore. So I go upstairs to that bathroom, I turn the mirror to the wall. I hung it there when I was young, trim and kinda tall. I used to stand there and I'd pose and flex till my arms got sore. Oh, but I just don't look good naked anymore. I used to go out with all of the girls and I love them one and all. But they don't stand too close to me because they're afraid that I might fall. I went to see my doctor for my annual physical exam. I stood there in the buff in front of him, and suddenly he says, "Man," I said, "What is it, Doc? Some fatal disease? I just gotta know the score." No, he says, "John, you just don't look good naked anymore." And now my wife and I, we had a dance routine. Everybody says it was unique. Now it's only when we're back to back that we're dancing cheek to cheek. I went to the nudist beach to have a little fun. I laid there in my birthday suit, just soaking up the sun. Then somebody yells, "Big white whale just washed up on shore." And I just don't look good naked anymore. Well, my arches fell, my chest went to hell, and my butt's been dragging the floor. And I just don't look good naked anymore. And I just don't look good naked anymore.
Sad but true.
Yeah, yes. And it's a good song for us boomers, I think, because, you know, it's like, we all think we look good naked. But the simple reality is, yeah.
It is good to be back in town again, and I really like to thank you for having me out for a visit.
Yeah, well, it's great seeing you. You know, your folks came by and a few months back. And
just
yeah.
Did they want to play on the radio, too?
Yeah, they just wanted to say hi.
My dad's actually a guitar player.
He taught
me how to play.
Cool.
And we had this, it was you remember a Harmony guitar? I think they were sold by, it was either a Harmony or a Signature. One was sold by Ward's and one was sold by Sears.
Yeah.
Nearly impossible to play. I'm serious. The strings were so far off the fretboard you could barely make a chord on it. But
I guess the thing is, you could learn to play one of those, you can play anything then, right?
That's right. It's almost like playing a lap steel, you know, with a bar or something.
There you
like
go.
That.
But, yeah. Well, thanks for coming on by.
Oh, you bet.
It was wonderful. Any time that you are in town, you're welcome to drop on by.
I'll even bring you some donuts next time.
Wow.
Yeah.
That'll help with
that together.
That'll help with me looking good naked.
Some things I can't unsee, so.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Nice. Alrighty, so everyone head on out to Old Town Coffee and Chocolates tomorrow evening. What are the times again?
7, we're going to start about 7, or as Jeff would say, 7:02, or 6:59, I'm not
there
sure.
But, somewhere in that ballpark.
So, yeah, and that'll be a couple hours.
Okay,
good. A lot of fun. Yeah.
And it's only $10,000 a ticket.
I hope to see everybody, all my friends there.
Yeah.
Discounts for all my friends.
There you go.
And as Jeff is fond of saying, we're the finest musical act in our price range.
That's what, free?
Yeah.
Excellent. So it's a free show, but half price for all your friends.
Half price, yes, for everybody that I know.
Yeah.
The code word is petroleum.
Excellent. John Burney, thanks for coming in.
You bet.